This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Cohen contradiction. As it turns out, Michael Cohen was trying to get a pardon from President Trump, and that contradicts the testimony Cohen gave last week before a House committee when the former longtime personal lawyer said he had never requested nor would he accept a pardon from President Trump. But now Cohen's current lawyer, Lanny Davis, says Cohen did ask another lawyer to inquire about a pardon after Cohen's Manhattan office was raided in April of last year. The U.S. House taking up a bill to more than double the federal minimum wage as a House committee yesterday approved the measure to raise it to $15 an hour, more than double the current $7.25 an hour, by 2024. The government says there were 223,000 first-time jobless claims filed last week. That was down slightly from the 225,000 the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. House now expected to vote today on a resolution condemning hate speech, which started out as a proposed resolution to condemn anti-Semitism, but has expanded amid disagreements among Democrats. The original resolution was aimed at recent comments by Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar. Last week, the freshman Muslim lawmaker accused pro-Israel advocates of pushing, in her words, allegiance to a foreign country. As the vote nears, Democrat from Florida Ted Deutch was pressed about why leaders are not throwing Omar off the Foreign Affairs Committee. Deutsch says, first things first.
Tomorrow we'll have conversations about foreign policy and the impacts and why statements that suggest that our important relationship with Israel is founded on anything other than the strong shared values that we have are unacceptable.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. House and Senate Democrats today introducing a bill to restore Obama-era net neutrality rules. And this is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Alex Trebek, who's hosted Jeopardy on TV since 1984, has disclosed he's fighting a disease that the former host of that show passed away from, pancreatic cancer. But yesterday, in an announcement posted to YouTube, Trebek said,
I plan to beat the low survival rate statistics for this disease. Truth told, I have to, because under the terms of my contract, I have to host Jeopardy for 3 more years.
The original host of the TV show Jeopardy, Art Fleming, died in 1995 of the exact same disease, pancreatic cancer. I'm Wendy King.
A Utah elementary school teacher has been criticized after telling a Catholic student to wash an ash cross off his forehead yesterday, which was Ash Wednesday for Catholics. William McLeod says his teacher confronted him shortly after he arrived at his school in Bountiful, Utah, and he says the teacher said the ash cross was inappropriate for school, forcing him to wipe it off. The teacher and the school's principal later apologized to the student and his family. And the Davis School District now says the teacher's action was inappropriate and an investigation's been launched. And LeBron James is moving up the NBA's all-time scoring list. He surpassed Michael Jordan for fourth all-time with a layup in the second quarter of last night's loss to Denver. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here as we continue to move forward to get this country back on track. We've got a country to save, and thank you for joining in. William Ging joins us now, president of the Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, a conservative immigration group representing more than 50,000 members. William, good to have you back on the show. How are you?
Glad to be back with you and your listeners.
Well, I want to talk about Democrats. They got their hands full these days, but supposedly they're going to reintroduce the DREAM Act on March the 12th. That would be next week. So what's going on here?
Well, the unfortunate situation is they have a very strong chance of getting President Trump to sign that amnesty into law from what we know at this time. They plan to roll out the DREAM Act, DACA amnesty bill, legislation on March 12th, and the word is that Nancy Pelosi has reserved the bill number H.R. 6. Mm-hmm. So if you take a look at our activism alerts in the announcement section at alipac.us, we're going ahead and laying down the groundwork to ask for all Republicans to oppose H.R. 6. But unfortunately, we know all Republicans won't oppose it because Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy and probably about a good one-third of the Republicans in the House and the Senate are with the Chamber of Commerce on this issue. They want amnesty for illegal immigrants, and they'll vote for the DREAM Act. We're going to fight it in the House, probably lose in the House, and then over in the Senate, the Rhino Republicans could work together with the Democrats like they did on the secretive budget bill
right, to
pass it to Trump's desk, where unfortunately we learned from the budget bill that there's a high chance that Trump will sign the legislation because he has indicated support again and again since not during his campaign, but after his campaign. Trump has supported amnesty for illegal immigrants repetitively through both word and endorsement of legislation that would affect that. So we're in a real pickle here because right, we believe at Alipac that if the Dreamer DACA amnesty for 2 to 4 million illegal aliens passes, that will throw the country beyond the point of no return. And that there'll be no way we can stop the larger amnesty for most illegals, and that's, we're talking about 10 plus million there. I mean, the DREAM Act amnesty, the reason they came up with it was they couldn't get the big amnesty down America's throat at one time. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to start off with the smaller one for younger illegals to lead to the bigger one. And once that domino falls, I mean, we'll fight it to the best of our abilities, but I'm telling everybody, I've been fighting amnesty bills for 15 years. Mm-hmm. We had won every single time until Trump got the budget bill passed us on February 15th. And, you know, there's no stopping this if the DREAM Act amnesty gets through. If the DREAM Act amnesty gets through and Trump signs into law, then I will regretfully have to send out an email press release saying that I believe that the point of numerical no return is over for the United States and that peaceful political processes that I'm dedicated to will no longer deliver because that we barely got somebody promising us things that Trump promised us elected although he lost the popular vote, I think, by about 2 million voters. Mm-hmm. They're pumping so many fake asylum seekers in here and dangerous Muslim refugees and illegal immigrants right now that if the, and they're coming for the amnesty. The Hispanic media all up and down the Western Hemisphere and around the world is proclaiming Democrats and moving on amnesty, and Trump signals willingness to sign amnesty, and Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, is cutting an amnesty deal with Republicans and Democrats. Come to America. Come get your amnesty. That's why we have an unprecedented surge on our borders. This might be news to some of your listeners, but the reason that the illegal immigration has reached a historically high level now under President Donald Trump is because Trump has not fulfilled many of his campaign promises. He supports amnesty instead of opposing it like he told us. And now they're piling in here. And, you know, somewhere there's this invisible point of no return where it becomes impossible for us to ever win another national election with anything short of a complete, you know, liberal Republican pandering to the left in future elections. So that means that Democrats gain permanent monopoly control of the presidency, the both chambers of Congress and the Supreme Court. And, of course, we all know that full disarmament of the American public comes after that. And after they
we'll look like California. I mean, California is a one-party state, and this is what's happened there. And, you know, and California would love nothing better than for them to be the model of the remaining 49 states of this country.
Yep, and I'll be honest with you, from the historical precedents around the world, if people listening today aren't familiar with what socialists often do once they've got their opponents disarmed and cornered, they should take a look into that because it gets a lot nastier than what things... Right now, we're losing thousands of Americans who are being killed by illegal aliens each year. And the American media, now your show excluded, the present company excluded, of course, but the mainstream media, CBS, MSNBC, Associated Press, Reuters, they've been concealing those thousands and thousands of deaths that are being caused by this invasion.
Yeah, William, and to your point, it's hard to get those numbers. I mean, we have Maria Espinoza on with us, who's with the National Remembrance Project. Her and her husband started the project to support the angel families who have been, you know, they've been the ones that greatly, directly affected by the murders of their children at the hands of illegal immigrants. And they're doing everything they can. And I keep asking, what are the numbers? Because in a general context, I'm told that every state of the union has been affected. They have been subjected at least to one murder at the hands of an illegal immigrant. But even still, to document that and to get a documentable number, this is all being hidden by powers in the shadowy government and in the media.
Yes, but from the different studies and our analysis, Alipac, you're safe when you say thousands. We feel extremely confident that more than
2,000 is what you're coming up.
Clearly, yeah, and that's based on anecdotal but yet very conservative estimates. Mm. That was an estimate from a couple years back when we tried to clock the reports. We get the reports at alipac.us, which is the largest archive of info on this topic in the world. But then they won't run it at Fox and MSNBC and through Reuters and such. But we, you know, grabbed them up from all around the country and clocked it about 6 or 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we were, you know, and that's only the ones, you know, that's the only ones where, A, the person who committed the murder is caught. Because many times a person who murders someone isn't caught at all.
Right.
And then they had to be detected as an illegal immigrant, and then that word had to get into a local newspaper. And so our very, very most conservative estimate was putting us at, you know, two or three Americans a day at least being killed by illegal immigrants, and that's more than the 9/11 losses. And it eventually, over a period of 10 or 15 years, is going to put us closer to the losses during the Vietnam War. And I contend that these are war crimes. These are war crimes because of their scale and their sophistication of the censorship to conceal the scale and the nature and the immigrant vector of these deaths. But if amnesty passed, we can't stop March 12th, H.R. 6 from being signed into law by Donald Trump. It's goodbye, USA, from any type of political or campaign saving the day perspective.
Yeah, as Ann Coulter says, adios America, right?
That's it.
We'll see. And, of course, these numbers. And I want to get into more of these numbers at the border. Secretary Nielsen brought the hard evidence, the numbers, to Congress. And, of course, as typical, the Democrats, it was the wrong gospel, wrong church. They didn't want to hear it. They thought they were being filled with propaganda. But they themselves have not gone to the border and checked it out directly or even done their own investigating. They're happy to stay ignorant.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
I'm going home, where the streets are golden. Every chain is broken.
Well, let me tell you, they're doing everything they can to get away with it. If we keep your head in the sand and you're not willing to stand for the Constitution and your rights as an American citizen, William Jean continues with us. He is with Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, ALIPAC, and you can go to ALIPAC.us. That's ALIPAC.us. William, this headline here just came across my desk. Border crossings last month maxed out capacity. Media ignores 76,000 illegals caught in February. Contrary to the claim that border crossings are near record lows, U.S. Customs and Border Protection released data this week that shows apprehensions along the southwest border in the month of February were the highest they have been in over a decade. 70% of illegals apprehended were from Central America. In addition, the number of family units and unaccompanied minors attempting to cross has continued to rise throughout 2019, and the Democrats want to insist that this is not a crisis.
Well, of those apprehensions, you got to understand 95% of them are allowed to continue into the United States.
That's scary.
You know, Trump is very eager to try to pretend like he's stopping the caravans. He even said it at his Rose Garden press conference on February 15th that he said, "We broke up two caravans." Yeah, okay. That sounds like he broke up two caravans, didn't let them in. He's actually said several times they'd have to stay in Mexico, remain in Mexico policy. He said this to audiences again and again, when in reality, the vast majority of caravan illegal aliens have been broken up into small groups of 20 or 40 at a time and brought into the United States, where they are all propped up and embraced by the socialist taxpayer state right now.
Exactly.
The reason more caravans are coming and more illegals are coming than ever before is because we're not stopping anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Where the Border Patrol is actually there, and and Nielsen's Department of Homeland Security is part of the smuggling operation. They are bringing them in buses paid and plane tickets and bus tickets paid for by the United States taxpayer. So whenever I hear Nielsen complain about the number of crossings, I'm like, well, you know, it's your job to stop them.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have to let illegals into the country. And if we do bring them in, we don't have to let them off the border. We could put them in detention facilities until they're returned home at the earliest opportunity. But that's not what they're doing. They're pumping them into the middle of America. They're spreading them out all over the country where they have less than a 99.9, less than 1% of 1% chance of ever being deported once they're literally home free. And in Washington, the focus is on making them into citizens.
Right.
So the American public, we lose across the board. The Trump administration is not performing on the level that it should, and then the way that it should. And the the Democrats are the worst. They're a bunch of socialists, open borders, people who are going to take power through a form of deadly invasion of the country.
Mm.
But my problem is Democrats and Republicans who act like Democrats or vote with Democrats on immigration issues. Because when you get up to the upper tiers, you got the big banks involved, you got the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, all the billionaire clubs from Bloomberg, Zuckerberg, Rupert Murdoch, and George Soros all singing the same billionaire song about, well, let's change America, and this is how we'll change America. This is the type of warfare we will conduct against the American citizens to make us aliens in our own homeland.
I know, that's
and
what
if we're
comes
not
out
there
just,
yet...
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, we're really knocking on the door. There's no question about it, William, what you point out here. The president has taken a stand, it would seem, you know, from people that support President Trump, that he's done everything he can. He has not getting any assistance whatsoever, well, certainly not for the Democrats, he's not going to, or from Congress at large to do anything about this, because every time he tries to do something, which we even said months and months ago, that why do you even, you know, for the people who come in, because a lot of people are coming in not through the legal points of entry. We have 48 legal points of entry where they can be triaged and, vetted and go through the process. Many are going around that and jumping the line in a sense. And, you know, you don't want to reward that behavior. So my question back then was, why don't you just ship them back home right away? You can't pass go. You can't collect 200. You're not even going to get vetted. You're immediately sent back. And Congress, you know, threw a fit. All the special interest groups, hammered the president. And there were all kinds of actions against that.
Well, there are, and there's resistance. But there's nothing preventing the president from executing the existing laws of the United States right now.
Mm-hmm.
And this new theory that we're suddenly ruled by single activist judges as a nation, Mm-hmm. I don't subscribe to it. In fact, I don't believe that any single judge or court, Ninth Circuit, or anybody else has the power to change, alter, or disrupt the existing laws of the United States. The existing laws of the United States and the Constitution all confer that illegal aliens are to go home, be sent home. It says it in the law code, and the United States Constitution requires the president to defend all states from invasion. And right. This is invasion. The president not only has the laws and the Constitution on his side, he has literally wartime powers to do what Dwight Eisenhower did and put these people humanely on buses and planes and send them home and or march them right back across over the border and let them be Mexico's problems. If they start stacking up in Mexico, you saw what happened. The caravans paused in Mexico for just a week or two before they could process them slowly into the United States while pretending to keep them out.
Right.
And the American citizenry, I mean, the Mexican citizenry rioted. They had big protests. They showed up, said, get these Guatemalans out of my country. Mexico first. So it's being done to us, and Trump is not doing the things he promised, you know. And if there are different people who want to say, oh, it's somebody else's fault, not me. I'm the buck stops here kind of guy. And Donald Trump has no reason to change his behavior whatsoever if he's not going to be pressured by the people that support him, supported him, and that's very important. The people who are willing to stand up to Trump and hold him accountable for the things he promised us are the only people to have a chance of saving the country this time.
Well, Ali Pack has been all over this, William, and we appreciate your passion and your desire to get the truth, you know, to the rest of us to understand what's going on, because you see what's happening. You see how dangerous this is already, what it has become. We have been reporting on it, but, you know, the rest of America needs to get caught up with what, you know, with what you're seeing and what is clearly evident here, and that is the takeover of our country. And we have laws, and I mean, what you said earlier is what many, many Americans I speak with from coast to coast will tell me to say, Bill, why aren't we enforcing the immigration laws that we have right now? And I said, exactly. And that is my question. And, of course, when you see what's happening up on the Hill, when Secretary Nielsen comes in and is saying, well, here's the facts from Border Patrol, they ignore it and they think it's all propaganda. So it's no wonder. Well, I mean, we're deluding ourselves.
Yes, but you got to understand, Nielsen supports amnesty. She's a Bush-era illegal alien amnesty supporter. Okay? So anything she has to say or complain about illegal immigration is just look up for a show. Okay? She believes in amnesty for illegal immigrants. She should never be in that job in the first place. And her and Trump are pointing at other people saying, oh, the Democrats, oh, the media. It's their job to defend the border. It's not the media and the Democrats' job to expel and repel illegal aliens. That job is on the shoulders of President Donald J. Trump and his DHS head, Nielsen. And so they're out there pointing fingers at everybody else. When during the campaign, Trump was going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. Now it's everybody else but Trump. And listen, if you're the type of person that voted for Donald Trump, and he can do no wrong in your eyes, and you're not going to lift a finger to question anything he does or say anything against him or about him or the people that might influence his chances in 2020, you've been neutralized. You are completely useless in this fight. Just go ahead and stand down. You are a casualty. You're out of the fight. The only people who are left in this country, because the Democrats aren't going to fight to stop themselves from taking over through invasion. They want that. And the Republicans and people that voted for Trump that won't stand up to him. Right now, we're looking for people. And I can't say much more about this because if you're on our email alert at alipac.us, hopefully next week, you're going to get a new strategy from us. But we're looking for people who voted for Donald Trump who are willing to state clearly that if Trump signs an amnesty for DACA, Dreamer, illegal aliens, they're out in 2020 and he'll have to win without them.
Exactly. Well, alipac.us is where you want to go. These are the marching orders if you want to do something and you're fed up like most of us about what's happening with the immigration policies in our country. We've got to keep the pressure on those that we elected to office that promised they would do something.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A Cohen contradiction. As it turns out, Michael Cohen was trying to get a pardon from President Trump, and that contradicts the testimony Cohen gave last week before a House committee when the former longtime personal lawyer said he had never requested nor would he accept a pardon from President Trump. But now Cohen's current lawyer, Lanny Davis, says Cohen did ask another lawyer to inquire about a pardon after Cohen's Manhattan office was raided in April of last year. The U.S. House taking up a bill to more than double the federal minimum wage as a House committee yesterday approved the measure to raise it to $15 an hour, more than double the current $7.25 an hour, by 2024. The government says there were 223,000 first-time jobless claims filed last week. That was down slightly from the 225,000 the week before. This is USA Radio News.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit lumberliquidators.com for a store near you.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. We've got John Bona with us, and also Jonathan Kahn, and lots to talk about with both of them, but especially coming up, the 15th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast that's going to take place on Thursday, April the 11th at Riverside Park. John Bona, let's start with you. Let's talk about this. You've been doing this every year, and this is an exciting time, and of course, you planned it at a time that I'm going to be in Hawaii, so... inconvenient for me.
Well, maybe next year. All right. Thank you, Bill. I appreciate it.
Well, and you announced here that Jonathan Kahn is going to be the keynote speaker, so we're excited about that.
Oh, we are very excited. I can tell you our community is also excited. We're well over, I think, approaching like 1,400 tickets already, and we're a month out. Mm-hmm. And so we're really excited about it. You know, this whole idea of the prayer breakfast, Bill, you know, this idea when people come together, bound by the Spirit of Christ, you know, and a shared commitment, you know, and a love for one another, a care for one another, good things happen.
Exactly.
Solomon said it, right, in the Old Testament, two are better than one, and a cord of three is not quickly broken.
Mm-hmm.
And then Christ said it again, that, you know, where two or three are gathered, right?
Right.
In my name, he's there within the midst of us. So in keeping with those Old and New Testament precepts, you know, we've put this together like many other cities and governors and towns have done.
Mm-hmm.
And realize that really everyday living, just, you know, day in, day out, obedience and faithfulness to our Lord and Savior is what it's all about. So, yeah, this inspiration here in Vero Beach, we're very excited about it. And, we encourage people to participate in some fashion, become part of a small group, cultivate growth. You know, it does good things in our community, God-centered communities. You know,
exactly.
That's what it's all about.
Right. Well, Jonathan Kahn is your keynote speaker, who is with us, is a Messianic rabbi, biblical scholar, known for his best-selling novel, The Harbinger, also for The Paradigm. His teachings are broadcast daily over hundreds of radio stations throughout the United States and the world and on TV. And whenever I can have a chance to talk directly with Jonathan, it's always a blessing. Hey, Jonathan, a prayer breakfast, as you and I experientially have appreciated, it all starts with prayer, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're at a very crucial time right now in America. We're really in the balance, and it is absolutely crucial that there is revival, and revival begins with prayer. It begins with prayer and repentance.
Yes.
But, you know, this is what the Lord says: if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, so there it is, and seek my face and turn from their evil ways. So prayer and repentance, crucial. We need both. So it is so much for this hour. I mean, we have a window of time right now. So that's why I feel very strongly about this event.
Right. Well, I got to tell you, John Bona, you know, for me, I've been calling for a Nineveh moment, a new moment for America, just like the nation of Nineveh when they were visited by the prophet and they got it. And the thing is, Jonathan, you and I talked about this, too, is that it was the leadership that first got it. They acknowledged and appreciated and accepted what the prophet was saying, and that helped to ignite this revival and renewal that took place in Nineveh, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, revivals can happen as the Lord does it. It can happen from the grassroots. It can happen from the leadership. But ultimately, if it's going to be a true and full revival that changes a nation's course, it will ultimately have to involve the leadership. And right now, we're at a time where it's a real, real important time because we also have believers who have access to the White House now and access to government now for this time. We don't know how long that will be. That's why this, of all times, is such a crucial time for that to happen.
John Bona, you know, this prayer breakfast, the 15th annual Vero Beach prayer breakfast, as I said, it'll take place on Thursday, April the 11th. What time? It's breakfast, so what time should they be there?
Well, yeah, I hope everybody is a morning person. It's at 7:30 a.m. Till about 9:30.
Okay.
And, you know, we really, there's something about meeting together. When the body of Christ comes together, there's probably going to be 100 pastors there from different areas, you know, within the 2,000 people. And, you know, just meeting together, they probably only see each other once a year. And that idea of unity is so important because we're all there for the same thing, to seek the Lord's direction, really, and his guidance, right?
Yes, exactly.
And the other thing is, look how blessed this nation is, how privileged we really are. I mean, we're such a blessed nation, but we have, like Jonathan said, we have responsibilities back to God.
Exactly.
And we can't forget that. It's so important. And that's why we come together, to recognize those responsibilities.
Well, make sure that everybody comes with a pen, pencil, a paper, iPhones to take notes, because whenever you're around Jonathan Kahn, you've got to take notes, because I got to tell you, in my experience being around the rabbi, is that you have this direct sense that he has just come out of the throne room of God. Because his insight and revelation that he shares, and I know that Jonathan is going to be in constant prayer up until the 15th, if not including, even as he's on stage, because I've known from time to time that that God does not hold back, Jonathan, that even at the moment he'll download something revelatory to you, right?
Yeah, and we can't hold back. You know, I mean, you know, it is, you know, the Lord's given me open doors, you know, on Congress and UN. And listen, whatever happens, you know, Lord's in charge. So
yes.
I'm just here to speak as he gives, you know, and that's it. And, you know, and this is an hour that we have to hear from the Lord directly.
Exactly. And Guy Penrod is back, right, John?
He is. Yeah, we're so excited. He's a great worship leader. And it's like you'll enjoy him, Jonathan. It's like spiritual warfare. I mean, it's unbelievable. And, most of the people there are really looking for you to lead them in their Christian life, to strengthen their moral fiber of our community. And so I can tell you, really, this community is just buzzing that you're coming. And so we're so excited about it.
Well, it's awesome. You know, the Bible says that the sons of Issachar, you know, they knew the times, so they knew what Israel should do. And so we need to know all the times that we are in right now, so we each could know what to do. It's not only for the nation; it's for each of us. What is the calling right now?
Exactly, Jonathan. I did a prophecy conference years ago in Southern California. It was called Sync Up. That we needed to sync up our watch with God's prophetic watch. Because I have maintained, and you've heard me say this before, that when Israel became a nation again, it was as if God's hour hand on his clock was set. And all that has been passing are minutes and seconds until Jesus' second coming.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is exactly what the rebirth of Israel and the fact that we are in the last days is exactly what led me, before I knew God, when I was an atheist, to come to God, because this is the hour, and it hasn't stopped. We are living in dramatic, biblical times. These are prophetic times, and we shouldn't be afraid of them.
Right.
We should be excited because we're living in Bible times.
Exactly. John Bona, before Franklin Graham passed away, passed away, and Billy was always about one thing, and that was the cross and the redemption. And all that the gospel was all about, that it was a single focus. Whenever there was any intimation of end times, eschatology or anything, it wasn't that he just flat out ignored it. That he knew that was outside his lane. But probably about a year before he passed, he even agreed. And he said, these are the last of the last days. And to hear that from Billy Graham, I thought was quite profound. What do you think?
Well, an amazing man. I never actually had the chance to meet him. Actually, his daughter, Aunt Graham Lotz, spoke at the prayer breakfast years ago, and it was great to have that connection, to hear his daughter, who's a great evangelist, by the way. And I'll never forget something that she said. She said, we're all here this morning because we believe in the power of faith in God, faith in Jesus Christ. And that's what she said. And, you know, when somebody says something like that to you, it really sticks. You know, that's why we're here. This is what we're doing.
Well, the 15th annual Vero Beach Prayer Breakfast will take place Thursday, April the 11th at Riverside Park. Get there early, 7:30 in the morning. Breakfast will start to be served. You will be blessed to hear Guy Penrod, the former lead singer of the Gaither Vocal Group. And, of course, you're especially going to be blessed by Jonathan Kahn, who will come totally loaded with revelation, I know, that will knock your socks off. Jonathan Kahn, John Bona, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number, 800-296-1434, 800-296-1434, 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Bunker Hill, Gettysburg, Normandy. They mean something. Bill Martinez, live.
Now I'm just a beggar in the presence of a
king. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by my friends at Crypto Profit. It's the latest paradigm shift that's going to produce the next wealth wave. You can find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Profit banner to see if this works for you and your family. Eddie Scarry is up with us next. We're going to talk about the existing asylum policy that we have in this country. You know, pretty much what William Jean was saying, and I know probably for some people a bit disturbed, but this is what has to occur here, is we have to be focused on those things that are going to make the difference. You know, Eddie writes that, look, you can talk about all the wall that you want to talk about, but that doesn't matter so long as the stupid asylum law goes unfixed, right, Eddie?
That's exactly right, yeah. I mean, where I went in Texas back in the, I guess it was late January, they all the agents there are requesting more wall. They're lacking wall. They say we need more wall. And yet they can't actually build wall on the border with Mexico. The wall is built several yards back, almost like a football field's worth. That's because the border is the Rio Grande River.
Right.
And you can't build a wall in the river, and we have it set so that we actually share the river with Mexico. So what they do there now, and that's why the massive numbers that you're seeing coming across the border, almost all the data you see about the border being overwhelmed, resources being sucked by all these families that are turning up, is in this part of the border that we share with Mexico, because they know that's the river is the border. All they have to do is float the short distance across. It's about 50 feet. Mm-hmm. They land on soil, and then, you know, there are going to be eight of them at a time in some cases. And then they just walk up, find an agent, say, I'm claiming asylum, instant legal protection to stay here. They're told basically, okay, well, we're going to turn you loose into the country. Just come back for your court date. And that's the end run around. And about 40% of those people don't even turn up. So you can have wall as much as you want. You can make it 50 feet high. You can set it on fire. And yet that doesn't change the asylum law. And that's how people are getting in, and that's how they're staying.
Eddie, you're saying 40%, but I'm hearing reports as high as 98%, 80%. I mean, what is the 40% more the real number? Because what happens, you know, in the heat of this debate, hyperbole sets in, exaggeration takes over, fake news. What is the real number here? Do we know?
This Well, this number I'm citing is from PolitiFact. They were looking at, I believe, 2017. That was the latest data they had. But I was given different data from the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. I was given numbers from them where it's higher than that, perhaps in specific areas along the border. They were giving me numbers for specifically Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, so Central America. That's where so many of these people are coming from.
Right.
And mind you, Guatemala is completely poverty-stricken. El Salvador has been taken over by MS-13. Honduras is completely destitute. This is where these people are coming from. And yes, it's many of them. You look at the numbers and you get about, I think it was around 70,000 of those people had a claim for asylum. So you figure that if you're looking at 40%, that number is again from PolitiFact.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're looking at around 30,000 people who just simply disappear into the country and don't turn up for their court hearing.
Well, when you see the numbers, right now, it looks like, we're looking at, for this fiscal year, 1 million illegal immigrants. That's as many as legal immigrants that we're allowing into the country. And of course, with 1 million illegals, with them come all the other ramifications. We've got diseases. We've got people who are undereducated. We've got people in need of social services. We've got people, that need jobs, and they're not here legally, so they're going to work under the table, and shame on the businesses for hiring them. But when are we going to get to that point to say enough is enough here, Eddie? Because this is not, and we've discussed this to no end here on this radio show, that the policies are not win-win. I mean, they really aren't in the best interest of the immigrants coming into this country, because they have to operate out of the shadows in a way. What happens is they end up, as people will do, birds of a feather will flock together, and they end up in these communities that are run by their own little fiefdoms. I mean, it's almost like mini mafia units throughout the country right now that we are promoting. And we are, supporting here in this country. I mean, this is ridiculous. I mean, we're going to end up imploding, from the inside out.
But that's exactly right. But I mean, even without talking about the country at large, just look specifically at the border. These are what the reports that were in the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and other places yesterday about the absolute suck on resources that all of these people are creating. And it's not even, you can obviously blame them for coming here when they're not supposed to. And they know the end runner on the system. But at the end of the day, it's our system. It's our system that basically says, if you show up, you need child care, you need health care, we'll give all that to you for free because we have to. That's the law. And on top of that, you say you want to stay, we can't house you anywhere. The system is completely overwhelmed by all of these people, so we have nowhere to put you. We just have to let you go into the country, and hopefully you come back. And when you're looking at almost half of them not coming back, I mean, that's the system we have right now, and it's not sustainable. The agents say it's not. And again, the wall is absolutely needed everywhere. They need a repair wall. They need to create a new wall. But when you have this particular area where most of them are coming, it's more than three times the amount of any other sectors in Texas where I was. That's how many people are coming. They know that it's because that river that's right there, all they have to do is float across, hit the U.S. bank, and they're guaranteed to stay.
Why couldn't we lease land on the other side of the Rio Grande, on the Mexican side, lease land so we can put up a wall there and, reward the Mexican government for the land? Because it's not like they're using that land there as oceanfront property, are they?
Well, absolutely not, because it's not even nice. It's not even nice to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue, actually, the way it was explained to me by border agents in that area, is that these particular parts of Mexico are basically bought off by gangs and
yes,
this
the
whole
cartel,
enterprise.
Right.
You got to understand, yes, it's a complete industry, a complete enterprise with the human smuggling, with getting them from Central America into Mexico and then pushing them into the U.S. They have a whole business operation there. They buy off police officers, and not only that, they make it dangerous for police to even come into these areas. So, no, there's no, I don't think there's any way that the U.S. is going to lease land.
Yeah. So, no, that's a good point. And this is the advantage of you going there as opposed to let's say, too many of our elected officials, particularly from the Democratic Party, that would just as soon be Monday morning quarterbacks from their comfy chairs in Washington, D.C., as opposed to doing the hard work and going to the border. I mean, the last time I heard of a Democrat going south was Nancy Pelosi, and she met with then-President Nieto at the time, and this was right after, supposedly, he got $100 million from El Chapo.
Oh, right. They don't care, and they'd rather not see it, and they don't want to be seen thinking about it. The ideal position for Democrats and even too many Republicans is give health care, give child care to anyone who shows up. They should be, who was it, Luis Gutierrez,
right.
Who's no longer a congressman. He basically said, yeah, let them all in. If they want to come in, we should let them in.
Yeah. I mean, at the expense. I mean, in a sense, is this not already a taste of socialism because the way they're coming in and basically the citizens are being forced to have their money redistributed that for money that was earmarked for the good of the citizens now to non-citizens.
Right, and if you want to look at the culture that's coming here, like I said, El Salvador has literally been overrun by the violent MS-13 gang. There's a story in the Washington Post this week about police officers that have to leave, and they're coming to the U.S. and elsewhere, but many coming to the U.S. because they can't deal with these people. They can't deal with the gangs that are, and so that they've completely taken over the country. Day in, day out, I get press releases from the border agents that say they catch these people all the time, which is not to say anything of the people they don't catch.
Right.
But that's who's coming here.
Yeah, and they come here and they settle in these Hispanic communities because, again, birds of a feather flock together. It's not like they're hanging out in Beverly Hills or the high-rent district of the Bay Area.
Right. They create these little silos. I mean, a perfect example of that Ilhan Omar,
the congresswoman from
Minnesota. I mean, the view she has should not really be confusing anybody. She comes from a country that's completely Muslim. I don't think I need to explain the conflict between Muslims and Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So for her to say things that might be anti-Israel or in some cases anti-Jew, it should not be a mystery to anybody given where she comes from. And in Minneapolis, it's thousands and thousands of Somalis. It's the biggest, basically, concentration of Somalis outside of the actual country, Somalia.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is what happens. I mean, this is all part of the Bush administration. When we had migrants coming from Somalia, they decided to put them all into one area. Well, what do you think's going to happen? You know, they're not assimilating. You know, she comes out, she spouts all this stuff, she really believes it, and then Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats somehow want to homogenize her hatred instead of specifically calling it out. We're just going to homogenize it into the bigger banner of hatred. But meanwhile, we've stepped over this, and this type of anti-Semitism lives another day, gains more ground, and becomes more acceptable.
All right. Thanks a lot, Bill.
Well, Eddie, as always, we appreciate your insight and all the great work that you're doing there as a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. You know, for going down to the border, I mean, doing something that other reporters are not doing and getting a firsthand report and reporting back to us. So we really appreciate your effort. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Eddie Scarry from the Washington Examiner on Bill Martinez Live. You know, you might also, as we were talking about William Jean, check out alipac.us. I mean, look, if there's going to be change, it's going to be up to we the people. This is a government up for by we the people. It commands us to be activated citizens if you really want to do something about this immigration issue, or it will do something to us. And that seems to be where it's at right now, where the tail is shaking the dog.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Most of you know that